More anti-government protesters are killed in Egypt as Cairo faces criticism by the international community over its heavy-handed crackdown on public dissent. On Friday, nationwide demonstrations turned violent when anti-government protesters clashed with security forces. At least 7 people have been killed in Cairo alone. Another demonstrator lost his life in the Nile Delta province of Sharqiya. Casualties were also reported in the cities of Alexandria and Suez. The protesters say Prime Minister Ibrahim Mehleb and his government are puppets of the army and are trying to legalize corrupt policies. Meanwhile, the UN Human Rights Council has voiced concern about the disproportionate use of lethal force by security forces. Anti-government demonstrations have been held on an almost daily basis since the army toppled Egypt's first democratically elected President Mohamed Morsi in July. Press News' Karim Gamaluddin, our correspondent, joins me from Cairo for more on this. Karim, first of all, why is it that peaceful protests are suppressed with such violence? I mean, does the government even allow peaceful protests?
Well, Hassan, the government has ensued a harsh crackdown since the army has ousted the country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, back in July last year. And ever since, the security apparatus, as well as the Egyptian judiciary, have been used as a tool in the hands of the military installed authorities to crack down on any voices critical of the military-backed government, not to mention the hundreds of protesters, anti-government protesters affiliated to the Muslim Brotherhood that have been killed and many more arrested on the hands of the military installed government. And this Friday, Egypt's provinces have witnessed several provinces have witnessed heavy clashes between anti-government protesters that are defiant and are willing to remain on the streets to demand an immediate end to military rule and the security forces that have been systematically cracking down on the protesters taking to the streets, voicing their outrage over the derailment of the path of the January 25th revolution. Many of these protesters are saying that the military backed authorities are working to crack down on dissent and on any voices critical of the government. And this is deemed as intolerable by many Egyptians who have taken to the streets this Friday and have been taking to the streets nearly on a daily basis to demand an immediate end to military rule. And today, had the turnout of the protesters was high in the provinces, in several provinces across the country, namely the capital, Cairo. These protests and this mass rallies come as the military-installed authorities have approved or are on their way to finalize the presidential election law, the presidential elections law that will in turn make a tilt towards the announcement of the army chief and General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who ousted the country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, to run for presidency and to be present in the upcoming presidential race. Yes,
Press News' Karim Gamaluddin reporting from Cairo. Thanks, Karim.